Switching gears now, if you are of a certain age, as we say, then you probably know this theme song by heart.
Well, we're moving on.
And you probably don't just know the song. You might even be able to recite some of the star's favorite lines by memory. We're talking about Sherman Hemsley, who for 11 years on the hit show The Jeffersons played George Jefferson, a character who was equal parts obnoxious, hilarious, and beloved. Sherman Hemsley passed away yesterday at the age of 74. He was nominated for both an Emmy and a Golden Globe for his role on The Jeffersons, and that show is the longest-running sitcom featuring an African-American cast, even beating out The Cosby Show. We wanted to talk more about Sherman Hemsley and his career, so we've called Eric Dagans, TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. Welcome, Eric. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, people might remember that The Jeffersons was a spinoff from another iconic show, All in the Family. It's hard to imagine that people don't know these shows, but what exactly made these shows so cutting edge, and the Jeffersons in particular?
Well, George Jefferson was, number one, he had problems with white folks. He was very suspicious of them. And he always, one of his foils on the show was this couple where a white husband and black wife. And that, at the time, was kind of cutting edge to have on a sitcom. You know, he was constantly in conflict with them because he was uncomfortable with them. So in the same way that All in the Family sort of set an old-fashioned white guy against the backdrop of this changing social fabric, George Jefferson was also kind of a figure like that. And then George was also struggling with the fact that he was this successful black man who was moving into this wealthy world that he didn't know that well, and he wanted to be accepted. But he also had ties to his old community, and he was constantly torn between those two things. So even in the context of this, you know, sometimes silly sitcom, they took on some really important issues.
Before we let you go, Eric, you know, it's no secret. This is something that you've talked about and written about and continue to write about, how ambivalent African-Americans often are about the characters on television who become iconic. This character was not universally beloved. I think it's important to talk about that. And why is that?
Well, you know, at that time in the 70s, you had characters that, you know, when I was a kid, I'd call them jive-talking characters with a certain attitude that I think even white TV producers associated with black culture. And in some ways, it was just great to see black people on television, and it was great to see black people being unapologetically black. But in another way, it may have felt a little stereotypical to people who were looking for a more realistic portrayal. And the fact that George had such a problem with interracial marriage and had such a problem with some progressive notions that were emerging at the time, I mean, as a kid, that made me uncomfortable. But he was so entertaining. And, you know, black performers often could take roles that were created for them by white producers and invest them with so much of themselves that they transformed the role and they made it more true just by the force of their personality and their talent. And I think Sherman Hemsley definitely did that in this case.
Eric Dagans is the TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. He was kind enough to join us by phone from Los Angeles. Eric, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Sure, thank you.